All right, we're being joined by Upton Stout, defensive back for the San Francisco 49ers, selected in the 2025 draft. Upton, you are an honorary race official today. Welcome.
Thank you.
Just speak right into the mic there. Now, is this your first NASCAR experience? Have you been to a race before?
No,
have
this
you
watched first, it on TV? This is my first one. But I always watch it on TV, but this is my first one being able to experience it in person.
What do you think so far?
I'm excited. I mean, I feel like it's good vibes just seeing everybody just around and just getting ready for the race. I feel like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, NASCAR is very much a family sport. Mm-hmm. And you know, talk about how your family meant so much to you. Talk about your family and how they influenced where you are today.
I mean, my family means everything because I know I wouldn't be where I'm at right now without the sacrifices that my family had and what they've done in my younger days and things like that. So I feel like family means everything to me because I know I've seen everything they sacrificed me to get where I'm at right now.
And now talk about your rookie season last year and how it felt to have such an impact on the team as a rookie.
It was fun. You know, you never know what you're getting into your rookie season because it's your first one. But I feel like coming into the locker room day one, being able to gel with people like Fred, Bosa, CMC, it was fun just seeing people that you used to look up to or people that you used to play with on Madden, be like, dang, and now you're in the same locker room and now you're able to share the same things with them every day.
And we'll open it up to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a mic over to you right here.
Then right over here, Keenan O'Doherty, Press Democrat. Kind of a two-parter for you. You had your teammate Malik Mustafa. He was here last year. Have you talked to him about it? Did he give you any tips or anything like that?
No, I didn't talk to him about it, but I remember I seen him when he came last year. So when they gave me the opportunity to come this year, I was like, for sure, yeah, I would want to do that.
Now, I asked him the same question last year. I'm going to ask you, you know, a lot of cast of characters on the 49ers team. You put all of them in a NASCAR race, you know. Who's coming out on top? Who's finishing last? You know, not to throw your teammates under the bus now, but.
I would say the first person got to be, like, the fastest person on the team. So, me, the last person. I want to know I don't know. I'd probably say Trent because it's like he's just cool. Like, he's vibing. Like, he wouldn't care about coming in last. He'll come last in something cool.
Can we get a mic up here, please?
Kevin Coble, KUCU 916 out of Sacramento. And hey, Coach Shanahan's been here. You know, the coach has been here. Mm-hmm. And he answered this question too is, what's the fastest car you've been in? And is it anything like some of the cars out here?
It's probably not anything like out here as far as like going speed wise, but the fastest car I've been in, Lamborghini Urus. That's probably the fastest car I've been in right now. Yeah.
All right, and now a lot of the pit crew members, they're actually former athletes, a lot of them former football players. Do you see maybe a pit crew future in your future here?
I don't know. Maybe I could try it out today and see what my skills look like on day one, but I don't know. Maybe if it fits my background and things like that, I don't know. I'm not opposed to it.
Now talk about the training you go through to get ready for the season and then during the season and how maybe that compares to a lot of, you know, again, the pit crew members and drivers, they are, you know, focused on, you know, being race ready.
Well, I mean, as far as from like what I see with the pit crew, it seems like every time like the car pulls up, they got to be on point. So I could kind of translate that to my training, just being intentional about every time I step out on the field, being wanting to perfect my craft and being intentional in like where my foot is, like, just knowing like where I need to be at the right time and things like that.
And what are you most looking forward to today here at Sonoma Raceway?
I'm ready to hear the car start up. That's what I'm ready here for. That's what I'm ready for because they say you got to wear the earplugs. So I'm ready to see like how loud it really gets.
Any other questions here? All right. Well, Upton, thank you so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.